USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he believes it's possible for the United States to open up in May following the coronavirus pandemic.
I think as soon as the president feels comfortable with the medical issues, we are making everything necessary that American companies and American workers can be open for business and that they have the liquidity that they need to operate their business in the interim.
Speaking on CNBC, Mnuchin also says the administration is doing everything possible to ensure that American companies and American workers can open for business. The Senate adjourned with no deal to deliver coronavirus aid as Democrats are blocking an expansion of the payroll protection program because they believe it's not enough money. Republicans had proposed increasing the amount available to loan small businesses by $250 billion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the U.S. economy was on firm footing before the coronavirus crisis and is in good position to recover.
At the Fed, we're doing all we can to help shepherd the economy through this difficult time. When the spread of the virus is under control, businesses will reopen and people will come back to work.
Powell says the Fed will continue to move aggressively to help deal with the economic fallout from the virus. The IRS says stimulus payments are ahead of schedule. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
That coronavirus money from the government could be in your account soon. Direct deposits from the IRS could reportedly start next week, as early as Monday or Tuesday. The agency's also expected to give instructions for how to update direct deposit information if you need to. People making up to $75,000 a year will get about $1,200 of stimulus money and extra money for each qualifying child.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
America must continue to follow the Centers for Disease Control and White House guidelines on coronavirus in order to safely reopen American businesses. That's according to Surgeon General Jerome Adams. He joins Fox News and says we need to get some businesses back up and running ASAP.
What you saw in New York City and in other places is that they were losing 20-25% of their workforce. And you can't have that with healthcare workers, with police officers, with firemen. So we looked at the data, and we had CDC actually determine if it would be safe for these people to go back to work. And they said, we feel it's safe to go back to work in these essential businesses if you take your temperature, if you wear a face mask at all times, if you still practice social distancing.
USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Syria's Assad regime used sarin and chlorine gas in three attacks on opposition forces in March, a chemical weapons oversight group said in a report that was just released. The Organization for the Prevention of Chemical Weapons said the Syrian Air Force bombed the town of Latamina using sarin gas on March 24th and 25th. In the third attack on March 30th, the Air Force carried out a chlorine gas attack on the same town. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. shares its conclusions that Syria retains sufficient chemicals and expertise to not only produce these type of weapons, but also to deploy them. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.